Hey friends, what's up? Welcome to Girl Tribe Podcast. This is your host, Mei Ling. Very exciting, and this is also a big thing to me, since this is the very first episode of the Girl Tribe. For people who don't know before or not familiar with what I'm doing, my name is Mei Ling, originally from China and now based in New York. Since I have been working and traveling to different places throughout the years and meet many, many amazing young leaders in the world. So I am thinking, why not record their story and spread them out for people who can benefit from it and learn from them. So Girl Tribe, in short, is a place where I interview young leaders from different countries and backgrounds about their life path and a way of living to inspire peers, self-learners, and next generation. Some examples of these people are from Kenya, Ukraine, China, United States, Nepal, Algeria, and many more. So in today's episode, let's hear the wisdom of Alicia, a young entrepreneur from Ukraine. Alicia is a young leader and entrepreneur. She is a 20-year-old student who sees herself in providing environmental education to children in her country, Ukraine. Right now, she studies social entrepreneurship and ways to deliver her message at Wharton Institute in the United States. Apart from that, Alicia loves reading detectives, watching scientific shows, traveling, and sharing her experience via social media. So without further ado, let's get straight to today's interview. Hope you enjoy. Welcome to the show. Yeah, I'm very happy that you can make it here because I've been trying to so hard to invite you here, and this is my first episode. So yeah, let's talk about you.
Thank you, Malin, for inviting me here. I'm very thrilled, and I understand that this is the first podcast, and I'm very excited to be your first guest.
Yeah, sure. Why not talk about yourself? Though I already had some introduction at the beginning, but I do think that our audiences want to know about you, and I do think you definitely do better than me.
Oh yeah, sure. I can tell more about myself. So as you guys know, my name is Alicia and I'm from Ukraine. I'm 20 years old and currently studying marketing at National Technical University in Ukraine. Right now I'm at Wharton Institute, which is in Boulder, and I study social entrepreneurship because I want to make social change in my country, particularly in recycling area. So right now I'm working towards a project that is aimed to educate school children in my country how to recycle, why it is crucial, and how we can possibly do that. And yes, what else can I say? I'm still having a lot of things on my mind, but right now I do want to concentrate on recycling and start my own business in my country, although I'm only 20. Yep, this is me.
Yeah, that's great. Recycle is always a huge topic. Yeah, when we talk about environment and everything. But how did you get started?
So when I applied to Wharton, I had that business idea about education. So I wanted to start a project that helps unprivileged children in Ukraine to get a good education, because usually unprivileged children in my country, they don't have that much of an access to good universities because it's really expensive. So my initial idea was to raise money in order to send these kids to universities. But after I came here, I realized that recycling is more interesting for me. And Boulder is the city where we currently, me and Millie currently at. So they have really, really amazing recycling initiatives. And I realized that, oh yeah, I want to do something like that in my country. So yeah, I can say that I got this idea after I got here. And it accelerated me to start some recycling initiative in my country. I'm really, really passionate about recycling. Now I understand how important it is. And yeah, this experience here in Boulder in really eco-friendly city made me fall in love with recycling and starting thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice transaction. But I'm curious that in between from education transit to the recycle, is that difficult or is that the totally just 1 second you feel this important?
It's not difficult, but the main hurdle that I experienced when I switched from educational area to recycling was that how can I give up my initial passion so easily?
Yeah.
Like I was passionate about that educational venture and click, and I realized that I'm not interested in that at all. So the main obstacle that I had is like, can I give it up so easily? And if I can, is it good? Am I letting people's expectations down? So yeah, this transition was easy, but the fact that it was so easy was a little bit concerning for me. That makes sense. Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, you said you were students during university, right? But how, what make bring you to Boulder, what bring you this program, like in between of university?
So when I was a year ago I started working at Teach for Ukraine, and Teach for Ukraine is an organization like Teach for All in Britain, Teach for America in the US, etc., etc. And what they do, they send young teachers to troubled areas, and these people, they teach unprivileged children in these areas. So I was working there as a part of social media crew, and I really, really got into that area of education and on education for unprivileged children. And working there gave me an idea that I want to start my own thing. And I started thinking about how can I make it real. So I came up with that idea that I want to create that organization that responds and sent unprivileged children to good universities. Yeah. After I got fired from Teach for Ukraine, it became more and more real. And I started thinking, how can I actually launch that and execute that? And I found that opportunity to go to Watson, and I applied, and I didn't really expect to get accepted, but here I am.
Yeah, of course, I deserve it, actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I always listen from entrepreneurs that you won't ever just try one thing until the end. You always try multiple things, like you said, you try the education, now you're trying to recycle, and I believe you will have your next venture, like a few years later, maybe.
Yes, and you know, after switching once, it's not that. I think I will change eventually, and now I'm not scared of that. So it's totally okay. Like, I think that some people looking for what they want to do for years, and it's totally fine.
Yeah, that's the truth. Because I know that for the past few weeks, you kind of really stick into that and think about, what if I'm not doing the right thing if I switch? But yeah, you feel good now, like.
Yes. After I switched, it became more, I became more conscious, if that makes sense. So I was scared to switch, but after I did that, it all became so clear to me that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, the story sounds successful, but I just want to ask, when you look back, are there any hurdles or obstacles I've been facing? I don't know, maybe when you are young, or when you're during the university, or when you come here, that maybe you see it's at an obstacle at a time, but finally make your success. Do you have people said the favorite failures in your life until now?
The favorite failure? It's an interesting question, Miling, actually. I think that the first thing that comes up to my mind is me going to study marketing. I wasn't sure if I really want to study that, but I did. And I realized it's not mine after the very first week. Yeah, so I spent 3 years in my university, and I knew that it's not what I want to do in my life. So I can, it is a failure in some way. So basically, I just wasted 3 years of my time, but still, I'm here. And I think that this failure, which is going and study what I don't like, actually turned to success. If I didn't go to study marketing, which I don't, which I don't really like, I wouldn't be looking for opportunities, and I wouldn't find social entrepreneurship, and I wouldn't go work for Teach for Ukraine, so I just wouldn't end up here. So I think this failure is my successful failure, if that makes sense, because I'm here and I'm doing what I'm really passionate about.
Yeah, actually, that's something that we need to think about as a university student or as young people, because I think for the bachelor degree or for the 4 years I've been through, that's the opportunity that we're trying to find out what we love.
Yes.
Because that's a place that we need, or that we have to fail. Because if we enter the society, like let's say we already enter the society to as a marketing manager or something, then when you want to change, then it's even harder because you will sacrifice more. You need to pay your rent. Let's say you really don't have this much opportunities to turn around. Yeah, so I agree. Yeah, I'm happy to see you here today. Yeah. For the past few years, what new behaviors, habits, or skills you gain that significantly improve your life, if you have?
It's a good question. I think that the main feature that I gained and that helped me to be here today is persistency. So you can be a really talented person, but if you're lazy and you don't do anything with your talent, you will never end up as a successful person. But even if you lack talent, but you are really persistent and you keep doing things, keep trying, even if you have a lot of failures and even if nothing works out, but you're still trying to do that and you're persistent, you will be successful. So I wasn't really persistent until I think 2 years ago, when I realized that if I'm not persistent, I'm not successful. And I started doing things even knowing that I'm most likely to fail, and I failed a lot of times. I mean, I've tried a lot of things and I wasn't successful, but I knew that eventually I will succeed, so I didn't give up. And I think that this helped me to be here today and to be happy, because right now I'm happy, and I think I wouldn't be happy if I weren't trying so hard, weren't that persistent in the past. So yeah, persistency. And let's say confidence. Yeah, it's kind of like confidence is not really a feature, and you can become confident in just one snap of your fingers. But I think that gaining confidence in the past helped me a lot, because if you're not confident, it is really unlikely, it is harder for you to pursue your dream, because you always doubt if you're good enough, and if you doubt if you're good enough, it most likely not take you far. So yeah, confidence and persistence were the key of my success today.
Yeah, I'm really surprised to hear that, because actually I can learn one sentence from your answer, is that because you said if you lack of the talent, if you persist, and you can also success, then maybe we can conduct an interesting business. Persistence is kind of talent.
Of course.
Yeah, because not everyone can do it.
Of course. I haven't met a lot of people who are persistent. I mean, they may be talented, you may be a great artist, but if you don't do anything with that, how far will it take you?
Yeah.
But if you're a bad artist, but you try, you will eventually become talented and successful. So yeah, persistency is definitely the first thing that you need to gain in order to become prosperous in life.
Yeah, and I can see the gas for your motivation now. Like, you are kind of really filled with gas every day, like a car to run all the way, yeah, down the night to work. Yeah. Yeah. When you feel troubled or unfocused, what do you do?
Oh gosh, I feel troubled and unfocused most of the time, but I think the key is not to focus on that much, but just take a break and go grab a coffee and just listen to some nice music. Just give yourself a break, and after you do that, you will feel more relaxed and you will feel, yeah, I've got my rest and I can keep going. So yeah, I feel troubled and unfocused like really, really often, but the thing is that we all are people and we all need breaks, and it's okay to take a break.
What is the one thing you learned from the past week that helped you to become a better person?
It didn't happen that week, but in the last 2 months, I realized that the most valuable attribute that humanity has is time, because I'm here at Watson for 2 months, and it's been like really quick, like a week, and so many things weren't get done. So yeah, I think that I've learned that time is the only thing that we should really care about. It's definitely the most valuable thing, and it's really important to treat it consciously and to divide your time and your efforts in order to use your time. Just use your time. Don't waste it. Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, many people are saying that as a young people, what we have is time. So I think that spend your time efficient and smart is really important.
Time is the only thing that we have, and it just scary how quick it flows. So yeah, definitely use your time. We are young, so it is really important to use our time efficiently. And yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What is your favorite quote?
So I have a couple of favorite quotes, but my favorite quote was, success is not final, failure is not fatal, it's the courage to continue that counts. Yeah, this is definitely my favorite quote, because I have failed so many times in my life, and every failure was kind of painful, and I didn't know if I'm gonna keep trying, because do I want to fail again? But I did, and this quote contributed to that. We should really know that if you fail, it's totally okay, because success is not a final. Yeah, so just as he said, it's the courage to keep going. This is really important, and nothing else.
Yeah, I also think so, that because people are saying that life is like a marathon. One success can never represent that your whole life will be like this. Especially for today's world, that things are changing so fast, so we need to keep trying. Like,
yeah, I would like your example. Yeah, definitely. If you've succeeded once, it doesn't mean that you're successful. But if you can take turns and you can keep going, yeah, definitely successful.
If you have a chance to change one thing in your life to make more positive impact, either around you or for the world, what do you want to do?
I wish I was more active and could take a stand, let's say in a political aspect of my country. I mean, I will never be a politician because I'm not that active, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I was, because I think that kind of my view of things could have contributed to my country. So yeah, and make impact for Ukraine and for our society. So I wish I was that kind of person, that straightforward, ready to put efforts into political aspect of life of my country, but I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not going to politics. And so if I could change one thing about me, I would become more social active, let's say that. Yeah,
but why not give it a try? Trump was a businessman.
Oh,
but
yeah,
now he's a president.
Yeah, it's a good point, Melin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it may change. I'm only 20, so we'll see. Maybe I'm the next president of Ukraine. Who knows? I mean, everything's possible. I'm not a social active person right now, but yeah, it can change. Maybe it will change. Hopefully it will change, because I really want to be more active and more social. More social person, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. What are the suggestions you would like to give to motivated young leaders and entrepreneurs?
Oh boy. I'm not saying that I'm that successful person, but yeah, I can give a couple of advices. First of all, don't be afraid to speak up. Yeah, so I was a person that was always hesitated whether I should speak or not, because maybe I'm just gonna say rubbish, or maybe it has been said before, but I didn't realize that. And to be a leader means to be able to speak your opinion, even if it's not that popular. Even if you know the people most likely to disagree with you, you should do that, because it shows that you have that courage to express what your own thoughts. And this is like, this is a leadership. This is what it means to be a leader, to be able and ready to take this responsibility and speak up. Taking risk doesn't mean that if that risk was not worth it and you failed, it doesn't mean that it didn't work. I mean, a lot of people take risks and they fail, and it's totally normal. If you don't take risk, you don't know whether you're gonna fail or not. And this is much more than not taking risk at all. So what my point is that a young leader should be ready for it and kind of overcome it himself and take risk, because you never know. Maybe that risk that you one risk you're gonna take is gonna send you to a hole. If that makes sense. One risk that you're gonna take gonna make you successful. You never know, so you should always try, always take risk, never have excuses why not. This is my point.
Thank you, Alyssa. This is so productive, 20 minutes, and so fruitful.
Oh, thank you, Malin, for having me. I'm really, it was an amazing experience, and I was really, really glad to talk to you and share some of my experience. I really hope that it was fruitful and people could have taken something from it.
Yeah, of course. Our audience will definitely like thumb up for you. And maybe next time you can share more about your personal life.
Of course.
I think
it would be great. Thank you again for having me.
Thank
it
you.
It was such a pleasure.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and hope the conversation is fun and meaningful in the same time. For providing most relevant and valuable episode for you guys, that'd be great if you like to spend 2 minutes to fill the survey that can help me to create better podcasts and content that you like and willing to share with your family and friends. Links are down there at the written area. One more thing, there are lots of fun during the recording, and here are some repeated time that we speak something wrong or our guests were sudden total blackout. And also, this is my favorite part. Hope you enjoy, and see you at next episode. Have a good day.
This part, because I'm talking rubbish. Just cut it part. Just cut it.
Yeah, we can redo it. That's fine. That's fine. Do you want to go through that question or?
Yeah, let's try.
Let's try. Yeah.
Gen Z doesn't mean that. Oh my God, my I want to kill myself. What am I talking about?
That's fine.